The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
Good evening, you're watching The Big Story. I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode. The Straits Times understands that Connect at Changi, a facility initially used for international business meetings amid the pandemic, has been converted into a community care facility to house COVID-19 patients. It's located at Hall 7 and 8 of the Singapore Expo. Community care facilities are for patients with mild symptoms and lower risk factors to recover at, instead of going to the hospitals. For a closer look, journalist Toh Ting Wei joins us now. Ting Wei, what do we know so far about the plans to convert Connect at Changi into a community care facility? Because I understand you visited the area last night. What do you see?
What we know so far is that the facility has started taking in COVID-19 patients. From what I understand from staff there, it seems to have been operational as a CCF since Monday. So this is probably the third day of operations. So there isn't anything around the facility at near Expo to tell you that, hey, like this is now a facility caring for COVID-19 patients. But when I went there, both the front entrances and the back entrances were cordoned off. So it's not like you can just walk in quite easily. But I managed to speak to staff who were leaving the facility at night after work. So most of them declined to comment, but basically two of them confirmed that the facility is up and running. So from the outside, again, like you can't really see much, but when I went at around 9 p.m. yesterday to 10 p.m., there was quite a bit of activity. You could see people coming out for smoke breaks from inside, the workers inside. And then I could also see a few staff members. They were dressed in like attire that looked like the attire of a local private healthcare provider here. So there's something going on inside. So we are not sure how many patients are being kept there at the moment to kind of get better, and also we are not sure yet how many rooms have been activated, but from what we heard last time from Connect at Changi, there should be around 600 rooms there now, if I'm not wrong. So yeah, that's the details that we have at the moment, and we are still waiting for a reply from the authorities.
Ting Wei, this conversion raises questions about the future of the Connect at Singapore initiative, which was meant to facilitate global business exchanges and to support the revival of Singapore's air hub.
Yeah, correct. So because for the Connect at Singapore, it was announced in around, I think, November or December last year, and it officially started in February this year with the opening of Connect at Changi. So it's actually separate in the sense that Connect at Singapore is the initiative to try to let business travelers into Singapore in kind of maybe a bit of a bubble. So the traveler can come in, doesn't have to be quarantined as per your usual requirements. Let's say you can't meet anybody, but they can go to a facility where they can stay and they can hold meetings with, say, locals staying in Singapore through maybe designated rooms that won't let them physically interact with each other, but they can see each other through the maybe a glass screen or something. So that was the idea of the scheme, to let people come in and have meetings in Singapore amid the COVID-19 pandemic. So at the start, it seemed quite promising. But it only appointed, the only facility appointed for the Connect at Singapore initiative was Connect at Changi. So since February until now, only one of these facilities. And the problem is that since May, the scheme has been suspended with phase 2 heightened alert, and it hasn't resumed since. So it's 3 months since it's been suspended. And even though it had a value as a kind of experiment of sorts to start business travel during the pandemic with borders closed, it wasn't very successful in terms of absolute numbers, because I think in the 3 or 4 months that Connect at Changi was open, there were only around 120 bookings as of end May. So in terms of compared to the room numbers, there's not a lot. All these meetings would have happened without the facility, it still had some value and it gave the message that Singapore was open. But at the end of the day, if you look at it from a practical perspective, a business perspective, I don't think the numbers really tally. So with Connect at Changi now becoming a community care facility and seemingly no other facilities being lined up to replace for Connect at Singapore, it does seem like there's no, it might be the end of the scheme, but we could be surprised. But I mean, at the moment, because like there are already a few other options for travelers from, for the travelers from some country to come into Singapore, such as the vaccinated travel lane, and also Singapore's unilateral east border restrictions to cities like Hong Kong, Macau, and New Zealand and such. But again, all this depends on the where the travelers come from, whether their countries allow them to go. But at the moment, it doesn't look very promising for the Connect Air Singapore and Connect Air Changi.
Journalist Toh Ting Wee there with the updates on Connect Air Changi being converted into a community care facility.